have the rest of this week. Hopefully we'll finish to the Mishnah and then we'll be able to get back to Makis and Yanin. But it's nice to get a chance to learn other things. So we began yesterday the Gemara that the statement of Yudha Marav regarding the soul of Gimelugin Mayim Shuvim that fall into a mikvah that doesn't have a Boim Sa. The halacha is once a mikvah has a Boim Sa, it's a kosher mikvah. You can add as much Mayim Shuvim as you want. It's still a kosher mikvah. We'll see more about that in next Gemara. All the mayim becomes kosher now for tevila. However, the halacha is if you have a mikvah chasera that doesn't have 40 sa, if 3 lugin, that amount of mayim sheuven meaning it was drawn in a keli, it's not good for main mikvah for tahara. And that falls into a mikvah chasera. The pasul is the mikvah, and you can't just say I'm going to make up supplement whatever is lacking in the arbaim sa. And that will be kosher. Now the mikvah is pasul. Now the question is, with regard to that psul, that's a psul drabanan, as Rashi points out. As we noted yesterday, there's a question, big machokas rishonim, if you have a mikvah that's shu'uvin meikara, in other words, to begin with, not that you have a psul, a 3 lugin that fall into a mikvah that's already rainwater, but it's not 40 sa. But if you want to have constructed in the ground a mikvah of mayim shu'uvin, so that is the machokas where the psul is d'orais or drabanan. If it's in a keli that you're told, that's for sure psul d'oraisa. But that's in terms of that. And in Rashi in Shabbos Yudal, it's mashba that's a psul d'oraisa based on the drash the Torah's Kohanim quotes. Others say it's only an asmachta. However, this psul is for sure only drabana. Now, within this halacha of gimelugin mayim she'uvin, the pasul mikvah, we have the question of mare, as far as whether it doesn't look like mayim and whether that still has the status of mayim she'uvin to pass the mikvah. So the case that Rabbi Yudha Marav speaks about is you have 3 lugin mayim, but now it changed color because a little bit of yayin, quart of a small measure of yayin fell into it, and now the look of the appearance is mara yayin. So Yudha Marav tells us lo pasaluhu. That means that since the mara is not that of mayim, it's not mara mayim. So the halacha of gimelugin mayim shuvin doesn't apply if it doesn't have mara mayim. That's the din of Yudha Amar Rav. Rav Kana has the kasha from Meitzeva. As the Ratva explains, if a tzava dyer has a pail of water to wash his hands off as he's working, obviously the water becomes colored. And Rav Yossi, who either we paskin like, or everybody holds this way, says the Ratva, paskins Meitzeva poskinus and mikvah shloshes lugin. So you see that even though it doesn't have a maramayim, but if it's 3 lugin of, it has 3 lugin of mayim, it's considered enough to pass the mikvah, even though it doesn't look like mayim. So what's the difference between that case and the case that you gave me here of the marayayin, where the quart of yayin fell in? And Rava gave the teretz. There's a distinction between over there, it's mayid tzava mikri, it's called mayid tziva. It still has, by the way you refer to it, it's referred to as mayim, which is from the dyer. Whereas here, the way that it's referred to is chama meziga mikri. It's not called water at all. The label is chama meziga, diluted wine. So we saw two ways to explain the Gemara. From the Meiri, which seemed that this is a svara in terms of the definition. The fact that we refer to it as chama meziga means that it really is called yayin. It's not mayim, it's called yayin, therefore it's not going to pass the mikvah. Whereas mayid tziva, the fact that we refer to it as mayid tziva means that it obviously retains its shem mayim. If it has a shem mayim, it passes the mikvah. That's how the Meiri seems to learn. The Ritva learns otherwise. Ritva learns that it's just really a fact that people can make a mistake. Really, the fact that there's a mara that's not mayim should say that it shouldn't pass, just like Rabbi Damarav said by yayin. But because it has the association in people's minds when they refer to it as mayid tziva, so if you're not going to pass the mikvah, people are not going to know the difference when it comes to a real mayim she'uvim that doesn't look like anything but mayim. People are going to confuse it and say that also doesn't pass because the mayid tziva didn't pass. Really, it shouldn't pass because it doesn't look like mayim. Once it changes colors, it shouldn't pass the mikvah. But l'maisa, because of the fact that it has the shame mayid tziva, so therefore the chachamim didn't want people to be confused. That's how the Ritva learns. Okay. Now, in terms of the fundamental halacha that Rav Yehuda Marav taught us, that the 3 lugin mayim with quart of yayin that looks like yayin will not pass on the mikvah. Affect the Gemara, v'hatani Rav Chia, horidu es mikvah. Rav Chia was, as we know from earlier, the uncle of Rav, and he was the author, authoritative compiler of many brisos. Rav Chiya and Rav Oshia were the ones who brought brisos to the fore, and they're considered to be very authentic. Rav Chiya's brisa stated, in a case like this, three lugin mayim shenafu tochan kurt of yayin, shenafu mikvah horidu as a mikvah, that the mikvah would be demoted, so to speak, would be disqualified. In other words, the psul would apply even though the mara is a mara yayin. Rashi says, "V'atani Rav Chiya, shlosh eslugin mayim shenafu tochan kurt of yayin, marein kemar yayin, v'nafu mikvah haridu as a mikvah hechshero psulo." Gets downgraded to be viewed as a mikvah psula. Amar Rava, lo kasha. So Rava says it's not a spear at all. Why? Harab Yochan Benuri Haraban. And the way to accommodate how Rav's statement can fit and Rav Chiya's statement can fit is because they're going according to different tanoim. One is Rav Yochan Benuri, and one follows the Rabbanan. Rashi Rei comments, Rav ki Rav Yochan Benuri da azul basu chazusa. And it was Rav's shita is premised on the position of the Tan Yochan Benuri, who now see he follows Mare, and therefore the fact that it's Mare Yayin, that's why it won't pass over the mikvah. But Rav Chiya is following the shita of the Rabbanan. Where do we find such a machokis? The Tanan. The Mishnah says in the seventh parak of Mikvos the following: Shloshes lugin mayim chaser kurtav shenafa letochan kurtav yayin. So according to the Gersa that we're reading now, the original composition was not a full shloshes lugin mayim. It was missing just a drop, the amount of a kurtav, but now that kurtav yayin fell in it, so together you have a shloshes lugin umarein kemar yayin, and together it looks like yayin v'nafru mikvah lo psaluhu. So that's the first case mentioned. So the Tanakhama is saying here that what do you have here? In a certain sense, you could say two strikes, right? That shouldn't paso. It doesn't paso, right? What does it say? You don't have three lugin of mayim. You have three lugin chasekurt of a mayim, actual mayim. And then you have the little bit of wine, and it changed the color. So you have a mara that's not mayim, plus you don't have a shir mayim. Right? Lop saluhu. V'chein, gimel lugin mayim chasekurt of. Again, the case is that you don't have the full shir of mayim. Shenafu tochen kurt of chalav, and a little bit of chalav fell in. Umarein kemari mayim. Here the chalav didn't change the color, didn't discolor the appearance. So you have the mara mayim here. V'nafu mikvulo psaluhu. So in this case, the reason why it wouldn't pasul is because you don't have three full shear of mayim. Shosulugin chata kurtav. So the fact that the chalav has the maramayim and the totality of the mixture is a maramayim does not pasul the mikvah because I didn't have the shear of the actual mayim itself. What about the first case? The first case, you also have the same problem as in the second case, that can pasul, right? But you also have the mara being yayim. So what's the point of the Tanakhama in the first case? To tell me what? I mean, it's obvious from the second case that you wouldn't pass it. You don't have the shear. But the answer is, it's a diuk, right? It's a diuk in the first case. What's the diuk? That were it to be, here, change color, right? So were it to be a full three lugin of mayim, and the same thing would happen. The court of yayin would fall in and discolor it to look like yayin. Then what would the Tanakhama hold then? That would pasul because I have the shear of mayim, even though it doesn't have the mara mayim. Right? That would be the diuk of the Reisha if the Girsa is, as we just read, chasekurtav. So again, there's two statements in this Mishnah, in the Tanakhama. One statement is, in both cases, it doesn't pasul, but the Reisha's case, there's an inference that it would pasul. Right, if the girsa is chasekurtav in the reisha, then were it to be a full three lugin of mayim, and then the yayin would discolor it to look like yayin, then it would pass it. Because the Tanakhama would hold that once I have the shear of mayim, then even though the mara is mara yayin, it would still pass it. In the second case, where I don't have the shear mayim, even though it looks like I have a three lugin of a mara mayim, I don't have three lugin of mayim, So that also wouldn't pass. That wouldn't pass, so for the reason that you don't have the three, you don't have the shear. Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, after the two sentences of the Tanna Kamma was stated, Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, Omer HaKol Echachar HaMar, says the only thing that's Koveya here is Mar. So how does Rav Yochanan ben Nuri relate to the Tanna Kamma? So apparently what Rav is trying to say is that Rav Yochanan ben Nuri is arguing on both sides of the Tanna Kamma. How is he arguing? So on the Sefer, it's obvious. The Sefer says that the Tanna Kamma would not passel even though I have a Mar Mayim in total, but I don't have a shear of Mayim. I have a quart of less than a shear, and now the Cholav comes in, and I have three we're going to have a Mar Mayim, but not actual Mayim. So the Rav Yochanan ben Nuri would disagree and say, no. Once I have three lugan of a maramayim, that's good enough to pass the mikvah, even though I didn't have the shear of the mayim, but with the cholov, I have maramayim of three lugan, hakol chachar amara. So that would be one part of Yochanan ben Nuri's argument. But what Rav is trying to say to us is what? That there's another part of Yochanan ben Nuri's argument. He's arguing also on the first part of the Tanna Kamma. How so? Tanna Kamma said it doesn't pass, so, and it looks like wine, right? But the answer is Yochanan ben Nuri is arguing on the diuk of the reisha, because the reisha is mashma that were it to be three lugin and then the yayin came in, then it would pass. Yochanan ben Nuri would say no, it looks like yayin, it wouldn't pass. So Yochanan ben Nuri has two points. Yochanan ben Nuri in arguing on a Tanna Kamma. Number one, he would say if I have a sheer mayim but it doesn't look like mayim, it doesn't pass. And if I have a sheer of together, I don't have a shear mind, but together I have the shear of the Mara mind that would pass. For our purposes, what Rava wants to say is that the fact that Yomni argues on the Reisha, on the Diuk of the Reisha, that is where Rav and Rav Chia also disagree. In other words, let's speak it out. According to Rav, it wouldn't pass so because he's following who? Yochanan ben Nuri. So Maisa, I have three lugin. But the Rav's talked about it's a three lugan with a quart of yayin, didn't passel because he goes after the mara, doesn't passel. Yochanan ben Nuri. Chia, who said harida samikvah, he's following who? The Tanna Kamma, who is mashma in the Tanna Kamma, that were it to be completely three lugan and then the yayin changed the color, it would passel because I have a shiur of mayim, even though it doesn't look like mayim with the total mixture. Let's just pause here and see the Rashi, yeah? So Rashi says again, Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, Rav ki Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, da'azel basa chazusa. Chase kurtav garsinan hacha b'reisha u'b'seifa. Now, both cases of the Tanna Kamma, whether it's the case of nafu tochen kurtav yayin or nafu tochen kurtav cholav, both cases started out with three lugan minus a kurtav. Lo pesaluhu. So the Tanna Kamma says in case number one, that when the yayin fell into the shoshes lugin chasa kurtav, and now it looks like wine, lo pesaluhu, so Rashi says, mishum de chasa kurtav. What the Tanna Kamma is trying to imply here is, why isn't it pasuk? Is it because of the marayayin problem, or because you don't have the shear? So the answer is, because he deliberately spoke about a case of chasa kurtav, that means that he's trying to show you that the only reason why it doesn't pasuk is because it lacks the shear. Were it to start out with three lugin shleimin, benafel tochen kurtav yayin, umarein kemarayin, the identical case, but where I have a shir mayin, saluhu. It's Rashi, v'hadit, tani, rav chia, haridu asam mikvah, ki hai tanas vila. So the way that Rav is setting it up, rav chia lines up with the Tanna Kamma, the inference of the Tanna Kamma, the way he's formulated the case, would now teach us that if I have a shiur mayim, even though it's not a mara mayim, it passes. That's the case in the reisha. Second case is where, again, you have shoshes lugin chasek kurtav and cholav fell in. It says, Rashi, time of the sefer nami mishim the chasek kurtav havi. So really, the problem in both cases is identical. I don't have the shiur mayim. Right? Even though the first case talks about the Marein Kemarayayin, that's not the reason why it's not passing. To the contrary, were it to be three lugin shleimim and the yayin changed the color, it would pass. So the reason why it didn't pass so in the reisha was because I didn't have the shear, and that's the same reason why it didn't pass in the sefer. time of the Sefer Nami Mishim Dechasek Kutav Havi. In which case, the Gabi Yai Nami Havi Matsil Misni Kihai Gavna Bereisha. So could have said the same thing in the Reisha with Yayin, and just say it as one case. V'nisnino b'chada bava. He could have basically said that three Lugan Chasek Kutav that fell in either Chalav or Yayin. Whatever it looks like. The bottom line is, it's not Shloshes Lugan Mayim, it doesn't pass it. Rashi could have done that. Why didn't he? The Gabi Yayin Nami Matsil Misni Kihai Gavna Bereisha V'nisnino b'chada bava as one group, and say as follows, Hachi, Shloshes Lugin Mayim Chasek Kurtav, Shenafa L'tochan, either Kurtav Yayin, or Al Chalav, whichever one fell in, Bein Shemarein Kemar Mayim, whether it looks like Mayim, Bein Shemarein Kemar Yayin, doesn't matter what it looks like, Lo B'Saluhu. So why does he have to break it up into two cases? Rashi's pointing out, L'chara, if it's the same underlying reason why it doesn't pass up, in the Reish and the Sefer, because I don't have three Lugan, so why of Mayim? So why does it break the cases down into one case where it's Yayin falls in, Marek Mar Yayin, another case, Chol falls in, Marek Mar Mayim, just say, fell in, whatever it is, whatever it looks like, it doesn't pass. Says Rashi, Ela ki orcha de milsa katani lahu. The Mishnah is just telling things the way that they usually occur. Shayayin shehu adam hofech esamayim marayin. Since wine, which is red, will naturally make the Mayim look like the appearance of the ayin, of a chalav in dark lapach is marisa. Okay, so this is how Rava has worked out how Rav and Rav Chia both line up with the two shitas here in the Mishnah. This is all predicated on what reading of the Mishnah, that when the Tanakhama says in the first case that it doesn't passel when it was nafal atochan kurtav yayin and looks like yayin, what did it start out with? It started out with chaser kurtav. And the inference would be that were it to have three Lugan to begin with, and the same thing would happen, that the Kurtav Yayin would change its color, that would be different. Because there you had a shear of Mayim, and then the fact that it looks like Yayin doesn't change the halacha, it would still passel. And that would line up with Rav Chia, and that's the point of Rava. Whereas Rav Yochanan Nuri wants to argue on both cases, he argues on what we just said, and he says it wouldn't passel if it doesn't look like Mayim. And he also says that if it looks like Mayim in terms of the total mixture, then it would pass. This is rough. Okay, continue the Gemara. In fact, the Gemara, that's what Rabbi said. But Hamibai Bayilar Papa. What you just said is not so simple, Rabbi. Rabbi is assuming the way he read the Mishnah that in the Reisha, the Girsa was Chasek Kurtav. And then the only way the Rav could work out the Psak of Rav that says that with the Mari Yayin it wouldn't passel, even though I have the Shear of Mayim, that can only work with the Sheet of Yochanan ben Nuri and not with the Tanakhama. It says the Gemara, Hamid Bai Rav Papa, the Bai Rav Papa, Rav Tani Chasi Kurta Bereisha. Is it possible, on the one hand, that Rav had the Girsa in the Reisha of the Mishnah of Chasi Kurta? In which case, if that was the proper girsa that we just read, for example, then Avo Shloshe Lugin L'Tanakama Pasli. But had it started out with the Shir Shloshe Lugin and then the Yayin fell in, the Kurtav of Yayin, and changed the color, then it would be passing because of the fact that he had the Shir. And if that's correct, then V'Asav Yochanan L'Meimar, Yochanan would be coming and relating to that case in his argument, to say HaKoch Achar Hamara. That means that if it doesn't look like Mayim, even though I have the Shear of Mayim here in the mixture, it would not pass them. And if that were true, then Rav the Omar probably, what does he say? Rav the Omar, Kirav Yochanan ben Nuri. If that's one side of Rav Papa's Shaila, which is exactly what Rav just laid out, that Rav could only fit with Yochanan ben Nuri. But Rav had another side to the Shaila. What was that? Oh, Dilma. Rav lo tani chasi korta bereisha. Rav did not have the words Chasek Kurtav in the beginning, in the first case of the Mishnah, of the Tanakhama. In other words, what did the Tanakhama say now? Three Lugin, and then the Chasek Kurtav, then the Kurtav fell in, and it looked like Yayin, and what does the Tanakhama say now? Doesn't pass, so why not? So now you have the Shir. So why didn't it pass? Because it has Mara Yayin. comes out that the Tana Kama also requires Maramayim to Pasel. But what does he also say in the Sefer? That if I have the Maramayim, but I have not the Shear of Mayim, I have three Rugin of Maramayim, but not three Rugin of Mayim itself, that also would not pass. In other words, he would require two things. He would require Maramayim and the Shear of Mayim. So if that's true, then Ryochan Ben-Nuri keep Polig as Sefer with the Polig. So Ryochan Ben-Nuri would not be taking issue with the Tana Kama in the first case, because they're in agreement in that case. The Tana Kama also would hold that if it doesn't have a Maramayim, it wouldn't passel. But Rav Yochanan Ben-Nuri wants you to know that if I have the Maramayim, even if I don't have the Shear Mayim, that would pass. If that were true, says Rav Papa, then Rav the Amak de Yaakov. Then Rav could follow everybody. Rav's Shita, again, what did Rav hold? That if it's not a Maramayim, it wouldn't passel. Who does that fit with? Rav Yochanan Ben-Nuri and the Tana Kama. Tana Kama is saying even three Rugin Shreimim with a Mariyai wouldn't pass. So that is Rav Papa's Safik. So how could Rav say definitively that the Girsa is Chasekurtav and Rav is only like Yochanan Ben-Nuri? You see, Rav Papa is entertaining the possibility that maybe Rav could go like everybody and the Girsa in the Tana Kama was not Chasekurtav in the Resha. No, and where would that leave Rav Chia, Rav Osai? If that were correct, according to Rav Papa's second tzad of the Shaila, where would that leave Rav Chia? What?
Your opinion.
Yes, Rav Chia maybe is like a Tana in his own right, I guess. If Rav Tana who polig, Rav Chia would, but we usually don't want to do that. We could try, we generally like to see if you have the advice of Rav Chia, he must follow some other Tana. Yes, so the Ritva points out that apparently Rav Papa, who had the Shaila, Lo Shmiya Lei Had Tani Rav Chia. Notice he was unaware of the Brisa. Maisa, that would comes out. Rav Chia would not fit with the Tana Kama either. In order to make Rav Chia fit with somebody, you have to learn, like Rav said, that the Tana Kama would be Goris Chasekurtav Bereisha, and he'd be saying that were it to be a shear of Gimel Rugin, then even though it's a Mariyain, it would pass. Okay, so this is the Shaila the Gemara that Rav Papa was Mesupik. Says the Gemara, okay, no problem. Rav says there's other places as well. Sometimes a Papa is a Shaila, but something Rav is not, has no doubt. Rav thought for sure that the Girsa is Chasekurtav. Again, the fact that the Ritva says that Rav had Rav Chia's Braisa to contend with. He wanted Rav Chia to be fitting with somebody. So therefore, he was sure that the Girsa is Chasekurtav. Okay. So we have so far two opinions as to how to understand the Tana Kama's Girsa, either that the Tana Kama for sure is Goris Chasekurtav, and then we know that he would have pasled had it been a shear of Mayim, even though it looks like Yayim. Or Rav Papa not being sure about that. Rav Papa thinking perhaps the Tana Kama was not Goris Chasekurtav, and he would also reckon with Mara as well. And if it didn't have a Mara Mayim, even though it had a shear of Mayim, it wouldn't pasle, which could fit with Rav. Amar Rav Yosef, Lo Shmiya Li Hashmaitza. Rav Papa, as Rav Ashi is going to explain, Rav Yosef had forgotten his learning, he'd gotten sick, and Rabbaya often would remind him of things that he had taught him earlier. So he didn't have clarity on this sugya. Amar Rabbaya, here's what I told you regarding this Mishnah. At Amit Lanalan, you did teach it to us, and this is what you said. V'ochi Amit Nalan. The Rav Lo Tani Chasekurtav Bereisha. The Rav did not have the Girsa and the Mishnah of Chasekurtav in the Tana Kama. Rav Yochanan Aseifa Polik. So Rav Yochanan would not be disputing the Reisha. The Reisha is also saying that it doesn't pass over, it doesn't look like Mayim, even though you have the Shear Mayim. But he's arguing on the Sefer that Rav Yochanan Ben-Nuri passels even though they didn't have the Shear of Mayim, but they had a totality of the Mara Mayim of the Shear. Rav Dama Kedavi Hakam. So it comes out, we finish the sugya, we have three possibilities, right? We have one, on the one extreme we have Rava, that says that for sure the Girsa is Chasekurtav, and the Tana Kama would hold that if they have the Shear, then it's passing the Mikvah, even though it doesn't look like Mayim. It's only because it was Chasekurtav that it doesn't passel. But if I had the Shear Mayim, then even though the same case, identical case, was Marein Kemari Yayin, it would passel. We have on the other extreme, Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef holds that the Girsa was not Chasikurt. But Tanakama would also be reckoning with Mara, even though I have the sheer mind, but if it didn't have the Mara of Mayim, it looks like Yain, it wouldn't pass, so because it didn't look like Mayim. That's the other end. And now I have, in the middle, Rav Yosef, Rav Papa rather, who's sort of not sure. Right? That's in terms of the first case. Now I have the second case, which is for sure a dispute between Tanakama and Rav Yochan ben Uri. What is that case? I didn't have a Mara, I had a Mara Mayim, but I didn't have a Shir Mayim. So you have Chasakurt of Mayim, and then Shoshul Chasakurt of, and then the Cholov was Mashlim to the Shir, but it looks like Mayim. Tanakama would say that it doesn't pass through the mikvah because I don't have the Shir. Tanakama certainly requires a Shir Mayim. Yochan ben Uri says, no, as long as together I have a Mara Mayim Kishir Gimelugin, that's enough to pass. Now the question is, where does that leave us? Halach? We have Rav, we have Avchia, we have two ways to work out the Tanakama. We have different players on this question. We have Rava, Rav Papa, Rav Yosef. It's a very interesting issue that comes up, the halacha here. So, the Ritva weighs in here on this question. How should we paskin? Leim Psak, the very end of the piece. Yesh poskin kirafchia derabe v'chavive derav. Okay, let's start with our case. Three lugin mayin, nafulatochan kurt of yayin, marin kemara yayin. So I have shir mayin, but not a mara mayin. So Rav would say, passes the mikvah. Rav says it would not pass with the mikvah because it does not look like mayim. Rav Chia would say we pass with the mikvah. So some hold like Rav Chia. Number one, he's the Rebbe and the uncle of Rav. So therefore, we should paskin that it passes the mikvah. But old, Rav Chia koyik rabbanan, Rav koyik Yochan ben Uri. Now let's figure out here. We have a machlokas. According to the way we just set up the sugya, according to Rava, that is, that Rav is with Yochan ben Uri, and Kol Chachar Mara, Chia goes like the Rabbanan, so the Ravim are the Chachamim. So then we would say that we pass through the mikvah because we have the Shir Mayim, even though it doesn't look like Mayim. B'chein Pasak, Ramir Alevi, so as long as you have the shear, that would be enough to pass. In other words, Mara is not a consideration. This is how the Ritva brings the halach. However, the Rush, the Rambam, let's see, how do they pass it? The question would be as follows. Here it gets interesting. Because so you stop right here. So let's say we pass like the Rabbana. On the other hand, if you want to pass in, where does that fit in terms of the girsa of the Mishnah? How should we be goris? We have Rava, who says that the girsa should be chasakurta. So that means that the Tanakama, were it to be shoshes lugin with pasel, that's afchia. So the Aruch HaNer here brings in the Rambam, the Rosh, the Tur Shulchan Aruch, they paskin the following. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, like the Tanakama of Yochan Ben Uri, where's the Tanakama hold? That you need Shiur, and what else do you hold? I don't have the Rambam. Do you have the Rambam here? Mm-hmm. What? In the back of the Gemara? Let's take a look. Let's read the Rambam on this. They have the Rambam in the Kfos? Yeah? Okay, that's fine. Where is it? But it's a Hevel Seder Adaptin? Had I never really looked at it?
Before that, there's an index.
Ah. Okay. Hilchos Mikvos Perek Zayin. Yeah. Made Seva, that's the first halacha, made Seva, posens a mikvah shloshes lugin, vein posens a b'shin emar. Shloshes halacha yud, shlosha lugin maim shuvin, shenafu tochen afilu mashkel mishkel dinar, v'shin emarayan, v'in mara hakol mara yayin, v'nafu mikvah lo psaluhu, elem shinu es marav. Small amount of yayin falls into shloshes lugin v'shina marayin. It looks like yayin lo psaluhu. So what does the Rambam hold? That if the mixture looks like yayin, doesn't pasul. So who does that? Who is that? Does that with a v'chiel at Rav? That's like Rav, right? The Rambam says it doesn't pasul the mikvah if it looks like yayin. Now, here's where Dorach HaNer gets a little bit fussy. If you hold like Rav, so how does the Gemara line up? The Gemara has two parts. Who does Rav follow? Does Rav follow Yochanan ben Nuri exclusively? Or does Rav go Kedivi Hako? So what does that issue depend on, Rabosei? Whether the Girsa is Chasik Kurtev, in which case Rav would only go like Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. That's what Rav said. Or let's say Rav Yosef on the other extreme, right, that the Girsa or a Papa Zadat Tzad, that the Girsa, the Tanakam, is not Chasik Kurtav, and therefore Rav could even go like the Tanakam. In that question, who should we follow? Who's the Basra? Rav versus Rav Yosef. Who should we go with? Rav. So the pshat, and the fact that Rav Chia has to go with somebody, we'd rather have Rav Chia go with him. Papa didn't know of Rav Chia's b'risa, maybe Rav Yosef also didn't know about it. So we want to make the girsa chasik kurtav in order that there should be at least place for Rav Chia to go like somebody, to like the Rabbana. So it comes out that if we want to pass like Rav, then we're basically passing like Yochanan ben Nuri, like the Shitas Yachid, if you will. Okay, so be it. Because according to the Tanakhama, right, according to Tanakhama, the case would be otherwise. Halacha would be that if it has a Mara Yayin, but it has three Lugin of Mayim, it would pass. And the Rambam says it doesn't pass, right? So it comes out, the Rav is passing like Rav. But L'chor, if he's passing like Rav, we should be going like Yochanan ben Nuri. Okay. But what's the problem with that? If you go with Yochanan ben Nuri, Yochanan ben Nuri said something else. He said, HaKol Holech Acharam Marav. So he was arguing on the first case, on the Diuk of the Reisha. He was also arguing on the second case. What's the second case? If you have a totality of three Lugin of Marav Mayim, but it wasn't full Shlosh Lugin of Mayim, but with the Cholav you have Shlosh Lugin. And Yochanan ben Tanakhama would say, it doesn't passel because I don't have the shear. For Tanakhama, the only thing that matters is the shear. Right? If you have the shear, it can look like yayin, it passels. If I don't have the shear, it can look like mayim, it doesn't pass. Yochanan ben Nuri always follows the mara. For him, you can have the shear mayim, it doesn't look like mayim, it doesn't passel. If I have three lugin of mara mayim, even if it wasn't the shear of mayim, it does pass. No, so the problem is, if the Rambam, and this is also Tur Shulchan Aruch, are paskening like Rav, and L'chor, we should be following Rava and not Rav Yosef and not Rav Papa Zadat Tzad. And if we follow Rava, then we should be ending up paskening like Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. if we do that, then we should also say that in the case of Shloshes Lugin Chasa Kurtav, that a Kurt of Challah fell in, what should be? It's a pasuk. The problem is, the Rambam holds in that case, and Shulch Shochner as well, that doesn't pass. That's the next Rambam here. Shloshes Lugin Chasa Diner Mayim, Shuvim Shnafu Tochan Diner Chal, Rambam is Diner instead of Kurtav. A little less than three Lugin of Mayim, Shuvim, a small amount of Challah falls in, Harimara Kol Mayim, you can't have a taroves in the shloshes lugin of something else. Even though, see if everything I have three lugin of a maramai, but I didn't have the shear of mine. In fact, the Aruch Haner, I don't get it. You want a paskin like Rav, but you have to go through the prism of Rav. According to the prism of Rav in this sugya, because the Rav wants to accommodate Rav Chia, and he knew the b'risa of Rav Chia, plus Rav is a basra. So then we should end up saying that the Tanakama was Goris Chasa Kurtav, and he would disagree with Rav. Rav cannot fit with the Tanakama. So comes out with pasking according to Rav, like Yochan ben Nuri. If we did that, then we should also be saying that in the case of the Seif of Chalav, it should also pass. And there they say no, they say different. That's the Aruch Haner's problem. Everyone hear the Kasha? In the Cheshbon of the Sugya, we read the Gemara. So, again, you want to pass Rav Chia, like the Rabbanan, that's what the Ritva brought. Hilchas or Kerabim. So then the only thing we follow is the Shear, and that's the only thing that matters. Good. If I have a Shear Mayim, I don't care what it looks like, Yain, it will pass. If I don't have the Shear Mayim, then it won't pass even if it looks like mine. Straightforward. We go like Rava, we pass him like the Tanakama, which is Rav Chia, not Rav. Good. If I want to pass him like Rav, so now I have a choice. Could I say Rav Kedivi Hako or Rav Kiryochan Ben Nuri? So to say Rav Kedivi Hako is to say that I'm Gores, not Chasa Kurta Veneresha, so that I'm going like Rav Kefi the Tanakama. Now you're on. Okay. So that would fit with the Rambam's Pesach. In other words, that the Tanakama also needs it to be, Tanakama would say that it has to have a Maramayim, but it also has to have a Shiramayim. Fine. But according to Rava, that's not correct. According to Rava, the Tanakama only goes after the Shiramayim, not after the Maramayim. So it comes out, Rav is Kirv Yochanan ben Nuri. So then you're passing like Rav with Yochanan ben Nuri. If you're doing that, then you should end up saying that the case of Cholov should also pass, so even if I didn't have the Shear in mind. That's the struggle of the Aruch Haner. Haraman v'arash v'shulchan aruch paskel Kirv Yudah marav uketana kam de Yochanan ben Nuri. That's what he seems to say. That's what, in other words, by Cholov, it wouldn't. Paso, even though I have three lugin that look like Mayim, but I don't have the three lugin of Mayim. They hold the Shiura v'chazusa be'inan. If so, I need two things. I need Shir Mayim and Mar Mayim. Bechasa achas mehen, if I'm missing one of those two criteria, ain't a paso. If I don't have the Mar Mayim, won't paso. That's the first Rambam that we read. If I don't have the Shir Mayim, even if it looks like Mayim, then it also won't pass the second Rambam. Says the Aruch Haner, "Uniyazdaiti psagzev sarach iyun," because in our sugya we see there are in this machlokas there are three machlokas in here within Yudah Marav. According to Rava, Rav for sure tani chasikorta bereisha, and Rav goes only ok Yochanan ben Nuri. Rav Papa is mesupik. Do we have the gifts of chasikorta or not? So what's the suffix going to now impact on? Is Rav going kikuli alma, even with the Tanakama? Because the Tanakama was not Goris Chasa Kurtav, he spoke about the same case as Rav. Or Rav is not Kikuyam, he's only going from Yochanan ben Nuri. That's what Rav thought. Rav Yosef for sure holds that Rav did not have Chasa Kurtav Bereisha, and Rav learned like everybody. Says the Aruch Haner, Vahashta L'Rava. If we go at Rava, and we want to hold like Rav, so what follows? Rav Kibbe Yochanan ben Nuri. So then what should be the sole criteria now? Chazusa. There's no man de Omar that holds Chazusa and Shiura. The Tanakama holds that the only thing that matters is what? is what? It's Shiur. Yochum Ben Uri says the only thing that matters is Chazusa. So where do you come up with a new shita that you need both? The only way you'd have such a shita that you need both is if you'd start changing the girsa and took out chasar kurtav in the ratio, then you have the Tana Kama saying you need both. So he says, according to Rava, there is no such shita. Ura papa de mesafkalei, so to suffik, maybe paskin kav yochum ben uri, but according to Yosef, oh, then you could come out and say Rav holds like Rabban of Yochanan ben Uri. Dimkein masha pasku aposkim kerav. The gam kerabban of Yochanan ben Uri. That must mean that they're paskining like Rav Yosef, because they're holding by cholav that it won't pass. That means they're going like the Tanakam. But they're also paskining like Rav. That means that the Tana Kama was not Goris Chasakurtav. The Tana Kama spoke about the case where you had three Lugin of Mayim and the wine changed the color. That means that Tana Kama holds you need two things. So the fact that they hold you need two things is like the Shita of the Tana Kama within Rav Yosef, not Rava. The Zet Tema, the Shafku, they left alone Rav Rava and Rav Papa, who's Mesupik, the Basrain, and the Pasuk of Yosef. And Befrat, according to what the Ritva said, that why was Rav Papa Mesupik? Because he didn't know the Brisa of Rav Chiya. But if you had the Brisa of Rav Chiya, then Rav Papa would have also went like Rav. So then why would the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch learn not a Libra de Rav? If you go Libra de Rav and you want to go like Rav, then you have to end up saying that you go with Chazusa, you go to Chazusa all the way. That's essentially the Kasha of the Aruch in there. Lamaisa, that's what it's. So there's really two ways that one could resolve this kasha. I mean, the first way, I don't know exactly how to resolve it, but Lamaisa, that seems to be what they're saying, that in a chanami, for whatever reason, they are not gores chasakurtav in the resh. Lamaisa, I looked in the Mishnah and Mikvot of Pirush HaRush. The Rush is one of those who paskins also, like we just stated. It must be in the Psakim as well, but I just found it in the Pirush HaRush. On this Mishnah, in the Pirush HaRush, Shlosha Lugin Lo Psaluhu, clearly he wasn't going to Chasakurtav. Rabbanan Boi Shi'ura Vachazusa. So he stated in Pirush HaRush, Rabbanan Boi Shi'ura Vachazusa. Hilkach Lo Psaluhu, Bein Bereisha, Bein Beseifa. Rav Yochanan Ben Uri, Poliga Seifa. In other words, what does he say? That the girsa in the Tana Kama is Shlosha Lugin, not Chasakurtav. You need two things. However, from Rabbi Kiva Eger, I learned something new here on this question. Kiva Eger, he has the following, he has a kasha on the Bar Tanura on this Mishnah. You have Rabbi Kiva Eger, Rabbi Osei? By the way, what I just told you, I think it's the Meiri also. I think the Meiri here. Zuhi shita seinu, says the Meiri. So anu poskim kiloshen ha'amur kan, Rav lo toni chasi korta bereisha. Yochanan ben Uri aseifa polig, for Rav da omar ki debi hakol. So here I have the first. Again, Urchaner has a problem with it, but that's what the Meiri says. So one mahalach for the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, is be like these Rishonim, that in Chanami, for whatever reason, we ignore Rav Chiya, we don't go like Rava, and Lamaisa, we assume that we're not Goris Chasakurtav Bereisha, and therefore what they're doing is paskening like the Tana Kama, the way that Rav Yosef read the Mishnah. The Rav, the Omar, Kedivrei HaKol, the Rav can go like the Tana Kama. So then the Kasha falls away. Obviously, Cholov is not going to pass through because you need two things. You need Mare, and you need what? You need Shir. Good. That's one Mahalach to work out the Pshat of the Rambam and the Poskim. However, from Rav Kiva Eger, we see, I think, another possibility. That La'olam, we could be going like Rava. And I think we'll soon see maybe a Diuk and Rashi like this as well, in the Lashon of Rashi by us. I'll read the rest of the Rashis. I'll read Rav Kiva Eger from the Mishnah. It's fun. It's taken from the Mishnah. Yeah. The Barat Tanura Shlosha Lugin Mayim V'nafu Tochen Kurtav Yayin V'marein Kemara Yayin V'nafu Mikalob Saluhu. Says the Bartanura, Lob Salu, Hoel V'Heinirin Kiyayin. So what was the Giras apparently, the Bartanura, in the Tanakhama? Shlosha Lugin. Because he says, why is it not Hasselin? Because it doesn't look like Yayin. Not because it's missing a shear, it's not missing the shear. Kashali, says Rabbi Kiveger, essentially what we just saw in Ochaner, Habimakis Dabdalid Maskinan, the Rava Pshitale, the Gasil Hachachase Kortav. What was Rava's definitive understanding of the Mishnah? That the Tanakhama had Chase Kortav. The Tanakhama were Asli Kal Basa Chazusa, Ella Bishiura. Tanakhama only follows shear, and therefore the reason why it doesn't passel is because I didn't have the shear. In both cases, it's identical reason. It's like Rava. Badik Tani Kral Horesha Kirin Dafil Benafal Chol of the American Mayim. So why does he talk about it for the deal? The Nakad Ribusa, even though it's Ishtan and Mare, Mikol Malkum Dafka Chasik Kurtov. Were it to be a Shlosha Lugin Shleimim and it looked like Yayin, it would passel. So what's the problem in the Reisha? Because he didn't have the shear. Rav Yochanan ben Nuri Svirulei, the Talya HaKol b'Chazusa. That's what Rav said. The Tanakhama follows only the shear. And what? Rav Yochanan ben Nuri follows only the Mara. Eladra, Papa Mesafkele, the Shema Kurtav Karsina, Rav Yochanan ben Nuri Polig Rak Asefa. Vim Kain, Amai Kosav Harash, Barab, Ipshitas, the Tanakama, Talia, Gamkin, Bachazusa. Kavan, the Rapap and Mesafka, Rav Pshita, Havaminka Kirava. So essentially, this is echoing, or maybe harbaging, it's not really an echo, it's before, I think. Kveg is before the Rachaner. Basically, the Rachaner is Kash. Why you explain the Tanakama that it's because of the fact that it looks like Yayin, and you're not going to Chasa Kurtav, according to Rava, you go to Chasa Kurtav, and the problem is because you don't have the Shia. Okay. Ubefat mishakasav haritva, do a papa karchu shmiel drives the avchia. Mamish the same thing as aruchin sim cheshbon. Avrav shmiel mishamachi pshita the chasak kurtav. Vadik sahavle minkat karava. Now here is the key. The Eger says after saying that he says, but lamaisa lahalacha. What should we say? Rabosai, what did the Rav Shulchan Aruch hold? What do you need, Lamaisa, at the end of the day? What do you need? What are the criteria to pass through the mikvah? You need shear, and you need mara. Mara mayim and shear mayim. The problem is, where did that come from? To say that we're goreis, we're not goreis chasa kurtav, that would work, but why should that be? Rav says we're goreis chasa kurtav. So, Kidega says, here's how it comes. Rav the Amar Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, Rabosai. Let's think about it. Rav Yochanan ben Nuri went just after Mara. Rav Yochanan ben Nuri argues Bein Aresha Bein Asefer. Rav Yochanan ben Nuri says it cannot passel if it doesn't have a Mara Mayim. But it also says if it has a Mara Mayim, even without a Shear Mayim, it will passel. Kibbeger now is suggesting the following. Rav Dom Yochanan ben Nuri, Rav himself never went as far as Rav Yochanan ben Nuri went. To the extent Rav Yochanan ben Nuri said only Mara, Rav didn't go that far. Rav's statement was specifically about if I have a shiur and I don't have the Mara. But if I have the Mara without the shiur, Yochanan ben Nuri would passel, but Rav didn't. That's what Rabbi Kiveger suggested. The last words of Rabbi Kiveger. Uledina, he says, Yesh Loma de Kaimalon, de lo pasak bechoda letivusa, o machmas chazusa, o machmas de batsa shiura. Hainu, de ra pasak, de begimelugin shleimim, kosher bachazusa. If you have three lugin shleimim and the mara is not mayim, then it's not pasul. De pasak yochim enuri. Yesh Loma de ma de pasak lehedya kibyochim enuri. That which you see in Rav's statement, like Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, in the case that Rav spoke about, that much he follows Yochanan ben Nuri after Mara. Even though the Rokhanya was bothered, there's no shita like that. Kibega says, no, it doesn't matter. The Tanakama goes only after Shira, not after Mara. Yochan Ben Uri goes only after Mara, not after Shira. Rav says, I'll take a little from you and a little from you. In other words, Rav says, Mara matters. If you don't have Mara Mayim, it won't pass. To that extent, he's going of Yochan Ben Uri. But he also holds that Shira matters as well. Rabbo said, that's what Kibegla says. It's not that Ram is paskining, Shochet is paskining, not like Rava. The Cheshbon is correct. Chora, Rava is a Basra, and Rava, Nurav Chia's Braisa. Good, in a Chinambi. So it's not like we're going like the Rabbanan and not like Rava. And we're not going, we go as Chasek Kurtov. But if Yochan Ben Nuri is going after Mara to the extent that, let's try to give a tight shear. Yochan Ben Nuri is saying that Mara, if it's not Mara Mayim, it doesn't disqualify the mikveh. But what else is he saying? A bigger chiddush. That Mara Mayim can give it a shame Mayim too. That's another level chiddush. That chiddush Rav didn't accept. On the level that Yochan Ben Uri argued in Tanakama with regard to the fact that there is three lugin of Mayim with a Mara Yayin, Yochan Ben Uri says it won't, the Tanakama would say it, that if that case it would have passed. That's what Chia holds also. Because if you have a Mara Yayin, it doesn't matter as long as you have the Shir Mayim. Says Yochan Ben Uri, no, Hakol Chachara Mara. So Rav agrees with that half of Yochan Ben Uri, because if it doesn't look like Mayim, then it doesn't, it cannot have the psul of the mikvah. But Yochan Ben Uri said even further, he said the Mara can even give it a shame Mayim. You don't have the Shir Mayim, but I have the Shir Mara Mayim. And that's considered like you had Mayim. That Rav didn't accept. I want to show you how I think Rashi is meduyik, like Rav Kibbeh, what we just said. Let's take a look at the Rashi, what we're up to. Lashon Rashi, Hakol Holech Ach, which one are we up to? Yeah, Hakol Chachar Amara, yeah? Hakol Chachar Amara. Maybe we did it again. Hakol Chachar Amara, V'gabi Yayin. This is within Rava. Afilu having made Kara Shloshes Lugin Shleimin. The Tanakama is implying that if I would have had three Lugin to begin with, then it would have passed, even though it looks like Yayin. So on this, Yochan Ben Uri argues and says that even if it would have been three Lugin Shleimin, Kiva de Maren Kemar Yayin Lop Saluhu, the Rav Kavasi Savale, Rav holds like Yochan Ben Uri. Read the Rashi carefully. The Gabi Cholav Afagav Mei Karachasek Kurtav Havimashim Mulchav. Both say, how precise is Rashi in the Lashon here? When did Rashi insert Rav Kabiochan Ben Uri? At what point of his explanation of Ben Uri? Both say, look at this Rashi. Osius Machkimos. What did Rashi say? Read it again. Rashi is teaching of Yochan Ben Uri. Yochan Ben Uri's Hakol Chachamar means what? How many things is he referring to? How many cases?
One, two.
No, two. Going in Rav. He argues on the diuk of the Reisha, and he argues on the Sefer. He holds, if it would have been three Lugin, and then the Yai looks like Yayin, it wouldn't pass him. What else does he hold? If I would have not three Lugin of Mayim, and the Cholav was Mashrim, and it looks like Mayim, it would pass him. When the Gemara says of Rav Kriyochan Ben Nuri, of course Rav was speaking about the case number one of the Reisha. But it's interesting, look what Rashi says. He's teaching Yochan Ben Uri, and he gives you the first case, the Gabi Yayin, even if he'd started out with three Lugin, but if it looks like Yayin, Lop Soluhu, that's one half of Yochan Ben Uri. Rashi right away comments, Rav Kavasi Savale. Kavas saying what respect in what we just told you? That. What I'm about to say now is the other part of Yochan Ben Uri, that's not Rav Kavasi Savale. We're not there yet. Rav never spoke about that. Rav never embraced that. That's a big. Rav Kavasi Svirle on this Nakuda. The Rav Kavasi Svirle. And then Rashi continues with Yochan Ben Uri on the other case. The Gabi Cholav, Avgat the Mekara, Chasid Kurtav, Havi Mashim Mulchalav. That's one deal, and Rashi. There's another deal. Let's continue. Fact the Gemara, Bahame Boye Boyega. I, Rapapa had a Shaila on what the guesses should be. Aha Parich, the Ukimna Le Rav, Kiryochan Ben Uri, Rabbanan. You're telling me Rav is Yochan Ben Uri alone, not Rabbanan. I, the boy, Rapapa. Rav the Omer Il Lob Saluhu. Rav said, Lo psalu hechi tani. What was his girsa in the Mishnah? Mi tani chasik korta bereisha. Did he have the girsa chasik korta in the Tanakhama's reisha? V'i avishleimim pasul. Had it been three lugin and then the iron came in, it would pasul. That's one possibility. Udlo kerav. In which case, the Iudama Krav Yochanan, that's one side of Rav Papa. O Dilma what? Rav lo tani beresha chasik kortav. The Amra l'nilse de le'el afil kravanan. If Rav wasn't goreis chasik kortav, then what he said, the halacha, the gimalugim, and then the yayin fell in and was marayayin, and it doesn't pass, it was kravanan as well. Drabanan tarvayu bo shiru v'chazusa. The chachamim required two things. That's if you hold that the girsa was not chasakurtav. The Rav the Amak the Vihako, why the Kuliyam Chazusam Yabi, and even Tanakama, everyone agrees you need Mara. So as the Kasha that Rapapa was Misupik. Says the Gemara, Rava Pshitale. According to Rava, it was obvious that what? Read carefully this Rashi together with me. The Rava Pshitale, the Rav, Tani Chasakurta Beresha. Rava was sure that Rav had the Girsa Chasakurtav. The low boy Tanakama Ella Shiura, because the Tanakama only requires Shiur Mayim. Chazusa doesn't bother him. If it looks like Yain, it's fine. The Girsa was Chasakurtav. The Rav, the Kabid. Next word? Nami. Achazusa? But that one word, Nami, is a giveaway, no? The Rav, the Kabid. Nami. Achazusa? From Yochan ben Nur, Amal Mose, Rabosa, is that one word of Rashi clear? I think it is. The whole Rav Krav Yochan ben Nuri that the Gemara is saying within Rava was that Rav is kapid nam yachazusa, not that Rav meant to go totally embracing Yochan ben Nuri in the case of the Seif. So the psak of the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, it's not the pshat that they went like Rav Yosef and they weren't goes chasik kurtav. That's one mahalach, maybe, and that's maybe mashma and the rush, as I showed you. But the Kivager is saying that no, they went with Rava. But Rav himself never meant Yochan ben Nuri completely. There's two halachas in Yochan ben Nuri. One is a bigger chiddush than the other. The fact that he says that if you don't have the maramayim, it won't passel, even if I have a shear, good, Rav accepted that. But that Rav Yochan ben Nuri allows you to use maramayim to be mafkia, to give you mashin, to create the psul, that Rav didn't accept. Rav says you need shear and you need mara. Rav Yosef was Shmiel lo Hashmaitza, Talmid of Rav Yehuda ani, v'lo shamati mipiv Shmuel zu, the state of Yudah Marav, the Amar leo b'shmei gimul gimayim shenafu l'tochan, amu yabaye, Rav Yosef chol v'shachach tamudo, v'ho yabaye maskiru mashikimu mimenu, v'at amret nalon, kishashanisam b'shne zu, amret lano Allah, ha'im meimad Rav Yehuda Marav, v'pirasht alon, d'rav lo v'tan chasakot b'reisha, v'amar l'milsa d'vivi hako. Just a bit of a smach to what we're saying is as follows. If you have two versions of Rav, did Rav go Kedivri Hako, even the Tanakama, or did Rav go only Kedivri Yochan ben Nuri? If you hold that Rav went Kekuliyam, Ketanakama, what would that mean? That Rav holds that you need Mare, Mayim, but you also need Shir Mayim, right? That's what it means within the Tanakama. Now if we hold that Rav only goes for Yochan ben Nuri, where do we see in the Gemara that would change the premise of Rav? That Rav suddenly became only Mara. There's no indication in the Gemara. In other words, Rav is the same Rav either way. Rav's statement was specifically that if you have the Shir and not the Mara, it won't pass. But at the same time, if I had Mara Mayim and not the Shir Mayim, so if it's Rav Kitanakama, Kikuliyama, for sure, also wouldn't pass. The case of Cholov wouldn't pass either. Where do you see that should change if Rav is of Yochan ben Nuri? Rav is what he is. Rav said what he said specifically in the context of when I have the shear and I don't have the mar. And the same way that if Rav is going to Tanakama, it would mean that only that case, Mara, if it's not Maramayim, it doesn't pass. But if it is Maramayim and you don't have the shear, it also won't pass. Because that's what the Tanakama would be holding. So the same way that's true within Shitas Rav, if that's Pshat and Rav, like Rav Yosef, for example, with Pshat and Rav, L'chayra, the same way, if you hold that Rav is Kerev Yochan ben Nuri, but it's not going to change the Pshitas Rav. That's what Rashi is saying. Nami achazusa. Rav never meant to take it as far as Yochan ben Nuri took it, because that doesn't hang in the balance. Memela, you have to say that Rav only meant to pass Rav Ben Uri insofar as the Reisha is concerned, the Diuk of the Reisha, but not insofar as the case of Chalav in the Sefer.